As a American, as a human being, as a mother, as someone who has gone to several different public schools, elementary school, middle school, high school, okay? I don't understand what's the problem. The amount of food that Americans waste on a daily basis in this country is very high. I don't understand why children in public schools cannot have free school lunch. I don't understand why that's something this government cannot provide when you're taking money out of working people's taxes and sending it to Israel to cover their medical care, when you're sending our tax money to Venezuela to cover what they need, when you're using millions of dollars on the military to cover what they need, but you're telling me with the food that we have in America that is very subpar because barely any of it is legit. Most of it is GMO. Most of it is not organic. Most of it is owned by a millionaire from the seed. Okay? Most of it is toxic. Most of it is sprayed with so many pesticides that we don't even know if it still has nutritional value. Why can we not make sure every student that goes to public school can eat during an 8-hour day of being in different classes, learning, writing, doing math, doing science, taking in information, expected to regurgitate back on paper, and be comfortable in the seats that they are in the classrooms that they're in with that one teacher? Why can we not provide free school lunch? Because I don't know about you. If I'm hungry, I don't want to work. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. I do not want to play. I do not want to listen to anybody talk about anything. I want something to eat, and then we could get back to what you want to do. And we're going to have so many kids who do not have parents who have the funds to buy school lunch every day of every week as they go to school and make sure they have dinner and food in the cabinet. Because the reality is, whether you have 6 things in your cart or you have 2 things in your hand, you're going to spend more money than you thought you were going to spend when you go to the grocery store these days. The prices for everything is very high. All right? And a lot of people have lost their food stamps because of this administration and this idea that schools do not want to provide public school children with free school lunch. It bothers me because how are they going to learn if they're hungry? Okay? This food insecurity and poverty level in this country is going to get higher with the decisions of this administration. And if we want better performance, and if we want these kids in their best health, we have to make sure they're not hungry while they learn. All right? If we have to decrease the financial allowance for this administration or lower people's salaries in Congress to make sure children at public schools can eat, then that's something we need to do. But there should always be free lunch for public school kids. And in this episode today, I'm going to discuss why I think it's a must and not a choice. Welcome to Cozy Wood Podcast. You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off,
The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the Bonfire at the Shambi Pot and Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potted, hashtag Shambi Potted, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotted.com. Now back to the show.
When it comes to eating a good breakfast, it's a good start for the day. It's going to help you ease into your day. It's going to help your brain function better. It's going to help you mellow out. It's going to calm you down. And it's going to prepare you for what's next. A lot of kids do not eat the proper breakfast in the morning. A lot of kids are waking up not having dinner from the night before, not having breakfast at home. They are taking a bus, taking a train, walking, being dropped off, coming to school sometimes because the parent's schedule and whatever the parent is going through with not enough time to eat morning breakfast. Okay? On top of that, could you imagine a child not having enough money to pay for school lunch? Of course that child might misbehave. Of course that child is angry. Of course that child is bothering other kids that they see have food that they don't have when they haven't eaten since last night. So, school lunch can be provided. We just have a government and administration that doesn't care to. And that's the reality of the situation. Free meals should be provided for your child's nutrition, especially the fact that kids are already looking at other kids as, what do I have that they don't have? What do they have that I don't have? When it comes to being able to eat, it should be balanced all across the board. Whether you come from a household that makes $70,000, whether this other student over here comes from a household that makes $25,000 a year, all children should be able to eat. All children should be able to eat, all right? It's going to improve their overall health, whether it's fruit, vegetables, low starch, low sugars, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have an increased attendance because if a child knows that they'll have something to eat as long as they come to school, they'll come. If a parent knows that I can't provide it, but I know their school will, they'll be more inclined to get that child there at a decent hour in the morning and making sure that child stays all throughout the day because you're going to take a hassle or issue that they cannot provide at their home and solve it if they send their child to school. Because now a lot of schools are talking about, oh, we're closing because of the attendance rate at the school. It's not there. Well, I think there are going to be an influx of more kids who are going to come to school, and they're going to come to school on time because this administration has stopped a lot of people's resources when it comes to food stamps who cannot afford to go grocery shopping all the time. For me, according to the state, I make too much money, gross income, to have any help with groceries or any type of food stamps, okay? To them, I'm rich on paper. What you gross is before taxes. What I net and keep is after taxes. And every month for me, I'm looking at these groceries receipts like, okay, what did I buy? Because I'm back in here again since yesterday. And so if there are families who are not making the salary that I am making, I know they're struggling. I know there's a mom going without eating. I know there's a dad going without eating so there can be leftovers tomorrow to feed the kids with because they don't have it today to provide for tomorrow. Okay? And sometimes, depending on the type of parent a lot of kids have, they are the ones going without eating. Because parents may sometimes not be in communication with schools and they might assume that, oh, you ate today at school. You had breakfast and you had lunch today at school. You should be fine. You'll eat in the morning. But what if these children are not being able to eat breakfast in the morning, right? And it is very embarrassing to be a student, whether you make great grades or you don't, to go up to a teacher or someone at a school and tell them, I'm hungry, that's why I'm acting like this. I'm hungry, that's why I'm upset and I'm cranky. I haven't eaten since yesterday. I haven't eaten breakfast. I want something to eat. And a lot of bullies are developed from a space of not having, whether they don't have clean clothes, whether they don't have decent clothes, whether they don't have supplies, whether they don't have something to eat. And they see these kids who have backpacks, they have nice shoes, they have comfortable clothes that fit, their clothes are clean, they don't stink, their hair is done. There's a lot of kids who are at school right now with the same hairstyle that they've had since school started. And school started in August. So you have August, September.
You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you could also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you could find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotting.com. Now back to the show.
October. We're in the end of October, and there's a children at school who haven't had their hair washed or cleaned since September, since August. Like, there's a lot of people out here who have kids that don't parent. Okay? So if we want to eliminate this stigma of students being looked at or assumed to be something that they are not, everybody should have free lunch. It eliminates this, you get free lunch because you're poor, or you don't have lunch because you're poor. Everybody gets free lunch. Okay? Let's make the environment that our kids are in when they go to school balance. Take that financial stress off of families. Take that financial stress off of that single parent. Or sometimes today is not even single parents. Sometimes you could be married. There's a father and there's a mom in a home. And with the bills that they have, they just can't afford to go to the grocery store and buy a box of Capri Suns every week. And if they have multiple kids, you have to buy at least 3 boxes of Capri Suns. Bread is expensive. Lunch meat is expensive. And it's not even healthy. There was so much lead in lunch meat that they had a recall. Every time you turn around, every week, there's a recall on food in America. So you have to pay attention to the news to make sure you can buy what's on the shelf. Right? Buying cheese is expensive, and hoping your kids eat it and don't waste it, and you didn't waste your money. Buying waffles is expensive. You're telling me there's 8 waffles in this box and you want me to pay $4 for 8 waffles? My kids go through waffles every 2 to 3 days, a box of waffles. And it's only 2 of them. Imagine the families that have 6 kids. Imagine the families that have 8 kids and adults. Imagine the families that have teenagers and elementary school kids. Okay? So everybody's going through it financially when it comes to food expenses. It's very high. You know, if you want to reduce the administration at the school's stress and not having misbehaved kids coming through that office every day, let's make sure that they're comfortable in their classroom. Let's make sure that the school is not too hot. Let's make sure that the school is not too cold. Let's make sure that the school is clean and comfortable and check those AC units and make sure there's nothing in there molding, because a lot of kids have breathing issues because nobody's checking those filters in the classroom. A lot of kids have to bring coats year round in their school because an AC unit can't be turned off and they're in this classroom that's always cold like a freezer and you want them to think. A lot of schools don't even have windows for kids to look out of. They just have brick walls all the way around. They don't know if it's raining outside until they get close to going on the bus or coming in from school. That's the reality of a lot of schools in America. And I think a lot of schools are okaying not having windows because of a safety issue when it comes to school shootings, which is a whole nother subject. But you see how this government and this administration would rather stifle the options kids have to be comfortable in the classroom with windows and fresh air versus make a school safe by not having weapons accessible like they are right now because of money. There's no politician that wants to talk about gun violence and the access to guns. Because the NRA is in them pockets, deep in their pockets, sending donations deep in their pockets. Please keep your mouth shut. Don't even bring this up as a talking issue. Because whether you want to believe it or not, decisions get made based upon money in this country. Money and power. Power and money. However you want to look at it. Decisions get made based upon who has the money and who has the power to dictate if this is going to get done or if this is going to be a no. There's no integrity in it. There's no compassion in it. Just like there's no compassion or integrity in taking away free school lunch for all children when it comes to public schools in this country. Because the reality is there's a lot of misbehaving kids in a classroom and in a school because they are uncomfortable with themselves, whether that's mentally, emotionally, or physically, or they're uncomfortable at home, whether that's mentally, emotionally, or physically. And if it's because there's less of what they need at home, that's a problem. And when it comes to school lunch and that not being able to be provided, that's a problem. Now, I'm not saying every child likes school lunch, but if you are a family that doesn't have it financially to provide your child a packed lunch every day, they're going to have to eat what's provided. Okay? There's more people in poverty right now that don't look like they're in poverty. I'm going to say that one more time. There's more people now in poverty that physically, when you look at them, don't look like they're in poverty. They drive a nice car. It's 6 months behind. They haven't paid their insurance. They just know when to send in a payment that they know is going to decline. They know how long it's going to take them to go into a cancellation status, and they know when to try another payment that they know there's going to decline. So on paper, it looks like they have insurance, but in reality, have they made a full payment? No, they haven't made a full payment in months. A lot of people are in homes who are 5 months behind on their mortgage. It's going to go in foreclosure soon. A lot of people are in a subsidized apartment. That's going away for a lot of people, where they won't be able to live where they are. And a lot of kids are going to be forced to leave certain schools because they don't have an address in that district. So poverty is a snowball effect issue. You want kids who are happy and nice and peaceful and calm in the school, make sure they have what they need. But if you have hungry kids in the classroom and you're trying to teach them and they're falling asleep or they're disturbing other kids in the classroom because they're hungry, that's a problem. That's a problem. You're not going to have the best test scores. You're not going to have the best work done by students who are hungry and uncomfortable. So however we need to be able to support schools to make sure kids can eat, we have to do that. So locally, talk to your people who are politicians. See what they can do. There's a lot of people who need it who are not eligible for income-based assistance because the government likes to go by your gross pay, not your net. If the government had to go by your net, then a lot of what you could pay for would be taken into consideration, but it's not. And that's how they get away with having a lot of families not have the assistance that they need, because they're going by your gross pay. But the reality is, if I wanted to buy a house and they wanted to ask me my income, and they wanted to see if they can pre-approve me for a loan on a house, they're not looking at my gross pay. They want to look at my net. So when you're going for an apartment and they want to see if you're qualified and you make 3 times the rent, they're not going by your gross pay. They're going by your net. So why is it so conveniently changed when it comes to people needing help that they go by their gross, knowing that's not what they take home? America is a setup. This government does think that we're stupid. But in all actuality, if we help kids make sure that they can eat breakfast and lunch at school, we're helping teachers. We're helping other kids. We're helping other parents. That's called being a community. That's what we needed to do. And I think free school lunch should remain a thing. If you want people to send their kids to your school to make sure your school gets funding because of proper attendance, make sure that those kids are comfortable. All kids. What do you think?
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.